The first reading is a reading from the book of Isaiah. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, with the train of his garment filling the temple. Seraphim were stationed above. Each of them had six wings. With two they veiled their faces, with two they veiled their feet, and with two they hovered aloft. They cried out to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory." At the sound of that cry, the frame of the door shook and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, holding an ember that he had taken with tongs from the altar. He touched my tongue and it said, and with it said, "See, now that this has touched your lips, your wickedness is removed, your sin is purged." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" "Here I am," I said, "send me." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. The Lord is King and splendor robed. Robed is the Lord and girt about with strength. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. And he has made the world firm, not to be moved. Your throne stands firm from of old. From everlasting you are, O Lord. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. Your decrees are worthy of trust indeed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, for the length of days. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his apostles, "No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher, for the slave that he become like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more those of his household? Therefore, do not be afraid of them. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be made known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your heavenly Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. And so do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny them before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we hear from the book of Isaiah his call. And he has an experience of God, and God says, "I'm touching your lips, and I want you to go out and do what I want you to do." So, of course, today we celebrate the feast of St. Benedict. And St. Benedict also had a call, and he talked a lot about vocations. Everyone who's listening, God has a vocation for you. That means he created you with you in mind. Before all eternity, he wanted you. And so when he created you for a specific purpose, for a specific vocation. And so your job and my job is always, "God, here I am, send me." It's always to be open. "God, what did you create me for?" And you know what you're created for because you have peace. You exist to do God's will. You don't exist to have God bless what you want to be done on this earth. It will never give you peace. So come before the Lord to say, "Lord, I exist to please you. I exist to do your will. Tell me what I should do." And then listen and do whatever he tells you, like the Blessed Mother said. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love. today and forever. Amen.